You've been listening to a radio show. It goes for a while, goes for a period of hours, but can you imagine trying to explain something in the time it takes for just a sparkler to burn out? I don't know that I could have back announced those songs in that time. But that's what Queensland researchers will be doing tonight, is attempting to explain their next big project in just the time it takes for a sparkler to burn out at the Queensland Museum as part of the national competition called Fresh Science. The Queensland organiser is Dr. Jane Ilsley. Jane, good morning.
Good morning.
So I guess the first thing that we've got to ask is, how long does it take for a sparkler to expire?
Well, there's a lot of different sparklers on the market, and I've managed to make one which takes 1 minute exactly.
Oh, you've actually made one, like you've adapted it somehow to make it go for a minute.
I've found that sparklers these days are getting shorter and shorter.
Oh, everything's getting smaller and smaller, but you pay more
exactly.
And more. Yes.
So I had to buy extra long ones and I've cut them to size.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love that. There's science just in the timer. That's brilliant.
I know. I had to ask my family, had to do a research project on it.
You sort of sound slightly sort of guilty that, you know, sort of nerdy guilty about doing that.
No, it was fun.
So a 1 minute pitch, essentially, is what these researchers have to do tonight, isn't it? Can you just explain to people who might not be familiar with pitching and the importance of pitching for researchers, you know, exactly what is involved?
Well, sometimes we only get a few seconds to explain what we do. Even when someone asks you, so what do you do? You often don't have much time to attract their attention. And that might be a funder, or it might be a colleague, or it might be someone down the pub. And so we're teaching early career researchers to be able to speak in plain English and make their work relevant to others and speak confidently and succinctly.
And it's that, you know, that skill of pitching something, the elevator pitch or whatever other, you know, industries might call it, is something that a lot of people have to do in their jobs, isn't it? Not just researchers. It's a genuine skill to be able to sell your idea, whether you're going for a pay rise or you're trying to get your organisation behind this, that or the other.
Yes, that's right. So it's very important. And we researchers often, you get bogged down in what you're doing. You're in the lab talking to other colleagues, and a lot of what words that you use aren't plain English, they're jargon and they're acronyms. So we need to speak very succinctly.
Yeah, what sort of training have the participants for tonight's event been put through to be able to do this in such a short period of time?
We've had some media skills training. So the participants have met with different journalists, TV journalists, radio journalists and print journalists, and have been interviewed by them. And journalists are very powerful at getting the story from people in a very short time. So that works really well to help the scientists define their key messages.
So what range of research might we expect to have pitched to us if we go along tonight and if we're sitting in the audience tonight?
Oh, it's very varied. We have people working on cancer, researchers that are trying to grow cells in culture in order to do experiments on cancer. Someone else is trying to make a new test for prostate cancer, which is more accurate. We have someone else who's looking at osteoarthritis and how doing computer simulations to help people exercise in a way that doesn't cause so much degeneration to their joints. And we also have someone who's growing nose cells in culture to try and inject them into spinal injuries to try and help people suffering from spinal injuries.
Can I? So each of those four, you just did four pitches in 20 seconds, and each of them had a problem and a solution. The last one you did the other way around, but each of them had within that, you know, however many seconds you gave each of those, a problem and a solution. Is that the basic structure to a pitch?
Yeah, we have three levels in the pitch. So you talk about the problem and why it's relevant to others. And then you talk about the research that you're actually doing on that problem. And then you talk about the solution or how you're working towards that solution. So it's three areas. And as we know, people only remember three things often when you're doing a talk. So it's just trying to get those three areas down pat in your minute.
How does the event like this go for entertainment value? Because it's open to the public to go along. And while it sounds like there's no doubt it could be an informative night, how does it go for being fun? Is there some fun stuff as well? Or will people be going along like just to learn stuff?
Oh, it's all fun because, as you can imagine, trying to do your pitch while the sparkler goes down, that creates a sense of fun. And we also ask the audience to participate. So the audience have a chance to vote. So we have a people's vote and we also have a judge's prize. And we have my colleague Jenny Metcalf, who's a lively MC. So it's we try and keep it light and entertaining. And it's in the museum cafe, so people can have food and drinks. And it's quite a informal space and environment.
Do you need to actually book to be in the audience, or can you just rock up tonight?
Yeah, you need to book. It is free, but just so that we know how many people are coming, we have an Eventbrite a place where you can book tickets.
Cool. All right, just look up Fresh Science and it will be there tonight. It's on at the Queensland Museum from 6 until 8 o'clock and it's all part of the National Fresh Science Competition. Sounds like a lot of fun. As I said, wish I was able to be there tonight, but I'm sure there'll be future opportunities. Thanks very much for joining us on the program this morning.
Thanks very much, Spencer.